are Locked On Lions, your daily Detroit Lions podcast, part of the Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day.
Welcome in, everybody. It is a Tuesday edition, June 18th and a Wednesday, June 19th of Locked On Lions, right here on the Locked On Podcast Network. Matt Derry with you. We got to discuss Matthew Stafford, Aaron Rodgers, and Terrell Austin today. Three big topics on this Tuesday and a Wednesday. And we thank you for listening and joining us here on our home, of course, Megaphone.fm. If you don't have the Himalaya podcast app, please download that app for sure. And like right here, Locked On Lions. We're proudly brought to you today by our friends at BlueChew.com. Similar to Viagra, similar to Cialis, but it's a chewable. Go online and check it out at BlueChew.com. All right, Matthew Stafford in the news, like I said before. It's big-time downtime for the Lions. A month and a week away from training camp, and the Lions will report to Allen Park on July 25th. And this topic, to open the program with, bothers me a little bit. Not that the other topics I'm going to bring you today don't have more juice, but our friend Mike O'Hara, longtime Lions beat writer for the Detroit News, who retired then came back out of retirement to write for DetroitLions.com as kind of their columnist and senior writer along with Tim Twentyman. Mike O'Hara was doing his weekly podcast. They do a Lions podcast on the flagship station, WJR, with the great Ken Brown. And they were talking about injuries and Matthew Stafford. And Mike O'Hara said, quote, he had a broken back last year. Broken bones in his back. Stafford was on the injury report with a back injury late last year, but of course the Lions never told you the extent of the injury. Stafford keeps playing. I think he's played in about 128. He's played and started in a record for him, 128 straight games. That's the sixth longest streak by a quarterback in NFL history. Brett Favre, Eli Manning, Peyton Manning, Philip Rivers, and Matt Ryan are the other guys that have gone longer in terms of streaks and starting streaks. Asked by Brown if he was supposed to say that, O'Hara says, it's been reported. I read that. Word gets out in the NFL. End quote. O'Hara was reached by me earlier today. I texted him. He's on the golf course and didn't want to come on the pod today because he's over at the Detroit Golf Club. Good for him. And he said, yeah, he sticks by his story. So a lot of people are saying, oh, my goodness, Matthew Stafford played with a broken back. He's so tough. Boy, how about Stafford? And again, if you watch the Lions offense the second half of last season, it was embarrassing. And Matthew Stafford could barely throw the ball down the field. It was check down Charlie City. And we had all thought, well, this is Matt Patricia putting the reins on Jim Bob Cooter. Or this was just, without Marvin Jones, without Golden Tate, without Kerryon Johnson, this was an ultra-conservative way for the Lions to kind of show off their offense and everything else. Bob Quinn said back in January, quote, Stafford had the back thing and he went through numerous things where he wanted to play through it. And our doctor said he could play through it. He showed a lot of toughness. That's credit to him. That's one thing I'll never, ever question. This guy loves football. He's competitive. He's talented. We need to do a better job of putting better players around him and scheming up things better to use his talent, end quote. I have not listened to a lot of sports radio this week. I've been running around with my daughter and everything else. Let me just say this. Here's my spin and my take on this situation. If Matthew Stafford was playing with broken bones in his back, then the Week 17 game in Green Bay last year should have been started by and finished by Matt Cassel. There is no reason why Bob Quinn and Matt Patricia trotted out Matthew Stafford for a meaningless Week 17 game last year against at the time, 6-8-1 Green Bay Packers team. What were they thinking? This is the franchise. This is the 31, 32-year-old quarterback making close to $30 million a year. This is the golden child. Oh, but his streak's at 127 straight, and he's so tough, and he's our guy, and we're playing to win. Are you out of your minds? We knew he was banged up. But a 5-10 football team, fresh off losing the week before against, who was it, the Bills? Was it the Bills game in Week 16 where that really just sort of solidified that the Lions were finished? Or was it the 2 weeks before they went to Arizona? I'm going to get this right. I want to make sure I've got this 100% correct. Because I'm sorry, but week 17, 5-10 against 6-8-1 game is maybe one of the dumbest decisions I've ever heard. Playing your star quarterback if he's got a broken back and broken bones in his back. And I want to just double check and make sure that I have all my information correct here as I do this on the fly. My apologies. You got to be kidding me. Nobody stepped in and said, hey, let's sit this guy down. It's bad enough the Lions tried in that game so much so that they won and ruined their draft positioning and had to draft eighth. The Lions were still in the race in week 15 at Buffalo. They had won at Arizona the week before and they were 5-8. And there was a still slim and outside chance that if the Lions ran the table and won their last three games, that they would get into the playoffs. You remember that? They go to Buffalo, they lose 14-13, that was it. The next week, they hosted Minnesota. Stafford threw for 116 yards. Of course he did. He had a broken back. And they lost 27-9, and then they went 5-10 into Green Bay. Packers didn't play Aaron Rodgers. Packers threw that game, and the Lions won 31-0. Do you know who the leading receiver was for the Lions in week 17 last year? And it had over 100 yards of receiving. Not Marvin Jones, not Kenny Galladay, Brandon Powell. Folks, this is my angle on this, and I think this is preposterous. Broken back. The hell's he doing out there? And again, all credit to Matthew Stafford. He got hurt against the Jets, took vicious shots to the chest, suffered an injury to his non-throwing hand pinky, listed with a back injury after taking 11 hits and a loss against the Rams, limited in practice the rest of the season. All of his weapons gone. Kerryon Johnson hurt. Marvin Jones hurt. Golden Tate traded. And you mean to tell me that just to keep his starting streak alive at 128 in a row, the Lions trotted him out there in week 17 against the Packers? I think that's stupid. It's bad enough they tried and won that game and ended up moving back in the draft, down at least. And yes, I believe TJ Hockenson's going to be fine, and I don't want to revisit this. But what I do want to revisit is the idea that the coaching staff, the front office, whomever, didn't sit him down. If you have broken bones in your back, is it worth it to be playing in meaningless games against Minnesota and Green Bay down the stretch where you're wearing a flap jacket, you're taking all these meds, you're taking a shot, you're taped up? What's the point of that? Could have made it even worse. Of course the Lions aren't going to reveal how bad this injury was. I just think that's silly. I think it's absolutely preposterous. Would love your thoughts on it on Twitter. You can tweet to me at Derry Speaks, D-E-R-Y Speaks, and the Matt Derry Facebook fan page. Aaron Rodgers sat out week 17. Why does everybody with the Lions always have to tell us how tough and how durable Matthew Stafford is? We know already. You don't have to prove it to us by playing him with broken bones in his back. Of course he was throwing the ball 4 feet. Couldn't even step into his throws. Poor guy's got a broken back. Sheesh. I just think that's dumb. Very dumb. I don't want to tell you about Blue Chew, guys, so we got to talk about sex, good sex. Remember the days when you were always ready to go? Now you can increase your performance. Get that extra confidence in the sack. Listen up. Go to BlueChew.com. That's blue like the color blue. Chew.com. Blue Chew brings you the first chewable with the same FDA-approved active ingredients as Viagra and Cialis. So, you know, it works. You can take them anytime, day or night, even on a full stomach. And since they're chewable, they work up to twice as fast as a pill. So you can be ready whenever an opportunity arises. All right? This isn't just for guys who can't perform. It's for any guys who want extra function to enhance their performance in the bedroom. All right, Blue Chew is prescribed online, shipped straight to your door in a discreet package. So no in-person doctor's visits, no waiting in the pharmacy, no sprinting out to the mailbox so nobody can see what you got. It's all good. No more awkwardness, not with Blue Chew. They're made right here in the USA, and since Blue Chew prepares and ships direct, they're cheaper than going to a pharmacy. Right now, we've got a special deal for our Locked On Lions listeners. It's simple. You go to BlueChew.com. That's BlueChew.com. Get your first shipment free when you use our special promo code LOCKEDON, LOCKEDON, LOCKEDON. All you got to do is pay the $5 shipping. Again, that's BlueChew.com. Promo code LOCKEDON to try it free. Blue Chew is the better, cheaper, faster choice, and we thank them for sponsoring Locked On Lions. All right, back on the show here on this Tuesday into Wednesday. Saw a very interesting story from last week, but I wanted to bring it up today. And yesterday we mentioned that the Lions' odds to go to the playoffs from Vegas were just at a robust and not good 18.9%. And I said I didn't think this division this year was going to be that great. That's the way I'm looking at it. I just don't, you know, I don't view the Lions division as being something that's going to be that difficult. Sorry about that. So I know a lot of people are on the Green Bay Packers bandwagon. New coach, no more Aaron Rodgers fighting with Mike McCarthy, and new voice in Green Bay, young guy, and all this stuff. Well, how about this? Last week, Aaron Rodgers and Matt LaFleur didn't do anything public, but it's already coming up a little bit that Matt LaFleur may want to rein in Aaron Rodgers when it comes to audibling at the line of scrimmage. Matt LaFleur said, quote, "Aaron and I have had some good talks, and we're going to have to talk a lot more, and one thing we have to work through is the audible thing. We're running a system I first picked up while working with Kyle Shanahan in Houston a decade ago, and we've never really had a quarterback who's had complete freedom to change plays at the line because that's not really the way the offense is set up. But I mean, this is Aaron Rodgers. He's had a lot of freedom to make those calls, and deservedly so. Now, how do we reconcile that and get to a place where we put him in the best position to succeed?" So basically, what Matt LaFleur is saying is, this is the offense. We don't do a ton of audibling, no matter who the quarterback is. Now, he did say, well, it's Aaron Rodgers, but he basically said, we've been running this system for years. So what is this? Mike McCarthy was fired for this very reason, because Aaron Rodgers was changing plays. Aaron Rodgers was not happy about it. And again, this is a young head coach who's called plays in the NFL for one season. He was the Titans offensive coordinator last year. He's a Sean McVay, Kyle Shanahan, disciple. Rodgers was asked about it last week and said, quote, "It's a conversation in progress. I don't think you want to ask me to turn off 11 years of recognizing defenses. We have a number of check with me's and line of scrimmage stuff. It's just the other stuff that really not many people in this league can do. That's not like a humble brag or anything." Oh, okay, Trump. "That's just a fact. There aren't many people that can do at the line of scrimmage what I've done over the years. I mean, obviously, Tommy can do it, no doubt. Peyton could do it. Drew can do it. Mahomes will be able to do it. Ben has called the two-minute for years. There are a few of us who've just done it. It's kind of second nature. And that's just the icing on the cake for what I can do in this offense." So basically, Rodgers wants to attack defenses his way. And LaFleur is saying, buy into our system. And our system, folks, if you don't think this is going to end badly on both sides, then I think you're way off base. Yes, Aaron Rodgers is special. Yes, he's one of the best quarterbacks of all time. Yes, he's a top three quarterback in the NFL still to this day. But you're asking a 39-year-old first-time head coach to come in and tell Aaron Rodgers what to do? And it sounds like they still have to talk about it? We're into June. This guy was hired in January. They've had OTAs. They've had minicamp. And they're still, we still have to have some discussions about this. Basically, what Rodgers is saying is, LaFleur has told me what to do, and we still need to be talking about it. How about that? So audibling at the line of scrimmage, and I'm just telling you right now, I'm not ready to crown the Green Bay Packers as some world beater here, and I think this is an issue that will fester all season. Rookie coach and Aaron Rodgers, who's humble bragging when he says he's not humble bragging, and he can be a pain in the ass. Awesome player. Would I take him right now for the Lions? Of course. But there's going to be some issues here. I don't think there's any question about it. There's going to be some serious, serious issues here. Hey, when you're driving to work or from work or around town, all you have to do is tell your smart device to play podcast Locked on Lions, and we'll be right there with you for the drive. Again, that's on your smart device. And don't forget, Locked on NBA Mock Draft is underway this week. The NBA Draft is Thursday. Local experts in every draft room. Jeremy Wu of SI.com with the player breakdowns. Josh Lloyd, who hosts Locked on Fantasy Basketball, with the fantasy breakdown all this week right here on the Locked on Podcast Network. And the podcast is called Locked on NBA. All right, our final topic of the day, and I never thought in a million years that I would see this, but I did, and I got to give props and credit, full credit to our friends at prideofdetroit.com, really the best Lions blog that's out there and Lions website that's out there. And that's this was written today by Jeremy Reisman. Terrell Austin is in the news. Never thought in a million years that we would be talking about Terrell Austin again, the former Lions defensive coordinator. And if you recall, after the 2017 season, Jim Caldwell was fired, and the Lions interviewed both Terrell Austin, their defensive coordinator, and Jim Bob Cooter, their offensive coordinator, before settling on and hiring Matt Patricia. Austin and his agent Eric Metz recently talked with The Athletic about Austin's frustrating road to becoming a head coach in this league. Austin, of course, was a hot name after the Lions' defense was good years ago. He has interviewed 10 times for a head coaching position. Terrell Austin is an African-American. He interviewed with the Lions, didn't get the job. His interview with Detroit was specifically frustrating for Austin. This is from a Pride of Detroit. And then Austin told The Athletic, quote, "I knew I wasn't going to get that job." Well, duh. The Lions were not going to hire their defensive coordinator after they just fired their head coach. Were they really? No. Metz, the agent, accused the Lions of something more, saying, quote, "It was just a token interview. They knew he interviewed very well in other places," end quote. Now, there is such a thing, as you guys very, very much know, called the Rooney Rule around the NFL. Every team must include at least one minority candidate during every head coaching search. And I also believe in general manager searches. The Lions interviewed an African-American in Terrell Austin, a black assistant coach from the Packers, Winston Moss, and they tried to interview Carolina defensive coordinator Steve Wilks, but he said no and turned down the offer to interview. Those guys also would have, you know, been good for the Rooney Rule. But saying that Terrell Austin's interview was a token interview, why just pick on the Lions? I'm sorry, but Terrell Austin went to the Cincinnati Bengals and was fired last year during the season as defensive coordinator. He is now going to be a senior defensive assistant for the Pittsburgh Steelers. Here's the problem. It's not that the Lions should be singled out by this agent for being a token interview. The problem is the NFL is the problem, not just the Lions. Do you realize we have two black coaches in the NFL right now? Two black head coaches in the NFL currently. That's absolutely preposterous. The league is 70% African-American. And right now, the Steelers, Mike Tomlin, and the Chargers, Anthony Lynn, are all that we have for African-American head coaches around the league. All right? That makes absolutely no sense. None. And it's an embarrassment. So, you know, last year there were five. Hugh Jackson, Steve Wilkes, Marvin Lewis, Vance Joseph, Todd Bowles. Bowles fired by the Jets, Joseph fired by the Broncos. Hugh Jackson, I mean, come on, black, white, it doesn't matter. He was horrible. Fired by the Browns. And Steve Wilkes, fired by Carolina or Arizona. Marvin Lewis fired by the Bengals. So last year, I'm sorry, there were seven. Now it's down to two. Mike Tomlin, Anthony Lynn. There's the Fritz Pollard Alliance, of course, that we know, where they work on trying to work with teams to help interview minority candidates. Brian Flores got the head coaching job with the Miami Dolphins. He is Hispanic. Okay? But this is outrageous. Right? This is ridiculous. But it's a league issue, not just the Lions. Don't tell me, please, don't tell me the Houston Texans didn't do a couple of token interviews recently. They tampered with Nick Caserio, the right-hand man for the Patriots and Bill Belichick. He was their hand-picked guy. He's buddies with Bill O'Brien. And then all of a sudden, the Patriots filed tampering charges. They're on hold. But who were the first two guys to interview for the job? Ray Farmer, the former Browns GM, who, black or white, doesn't matter, was awful. And Martin Mayhew. Do I need to talk about Martin Mayhew and the job he did here? Should he get another chance somewhere? Sure. But those are the first two interviews. Those weren't Eric Metz token interviews. The system's broken. And the system's broken because these teams don't have the guts to hire some good African-American people that are assistant coaches. Chris Richard down in Dallas should be a head coach soon. Eric Bieniemy with the Chiefs should be a head coach soon. Todd Bowles got a raw deal with the Jets. Steve Wilkes lasted one season with the Carolina Panthers. Or I'm sorry, the Arizona Cardinals. One. So saying that the Lions one was a token one, to me, there's too many token interviews here. And I think it's a major, major issue. And it's sad. Very, very sad. Right, that'll do it for Locked On Lions for today. This Tuesday and a Wednesday, June 18th and June 19th, have been brought to you by our friends at BlueChew.com. We will talk to you again tomorrow.